Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kind of curious if you heard about this story. Parents of students at the Elliott K through 8 Innovation School in Boston, Massachusetts, are really up in arms. And they're having a very difficult time understanding why the school would send permission slips home for their kids to go on field trips and to engage in other activities. But they didn't ask for their permission to have a health behavior survey done with 6th grade and 7th grade students. And when they found out what their kids were being asked in this survey, obviously things went awry and off the rails. And I'm going to read these questions to you, and maybe you'll understand, or maybe you won't, but I'd love to hear from you, 504-260-1870. One of the questions in the survey to a 6th grader and 7th graders are the following. Which of the following best describes you? A, heterosexual, straight. B, gay or lesbian. C, bisexual. D, I describe my sexual identity some other way. E, I am not sure about my sexual identity, questioning. F, I do not know what this question is asking. Another question is, a transgender person is someone who does not feel the same inside as the sex they were born with. Are you transgender? A, no, I'm not transgender. B, yes, I am transgender. C, I don't know if I am transgender. D, I don't know what this question is asking. Then there were several questions about sexual intercourse to 6th and 7th graders. Have you ever had sexual intercourse? A, yes. B, no. With how many people have you ever had sexual intercourse? A, I've never had sexual intercourse. B, one person. C, two people. D, three people. E, four people. F, five people. G, six or more people. The next question was, the last time you had sexual intercourse, did you or your partner use a condom? A, I've never had sexual intercourse. B, yes. C, no. The next question is, have you ever participated in oral sex? Oral sex is when a mouth on another person's genitals or private area. A, yes. B, no. Are you getting a flavor for why these parents are upset about not being asked as to whether or not their children should be engaging in this survey that was issued by this school? Some of the students were going home and describing to their parents, we had to answer these really weird questions and start asking their parents what all of this means. I'm not sure that I completely understand what it is that this public school is trying to accomplish by asking these questions. But when we talk about what's been going on in our schools today, this is emblematic of the problems that we have and why you're seeing these bills being passed as it relates to parental rights and whether or not they should have some say-so and whether their children should be queried about this. I don't know about you, but this is not a really weird survey. This is a crazy survey to be asking 6th and 7th graders without the benefit of the parental input. One has to wonder, where are we going in this country? And obviously these parents are really upset about this, and the kids are confused. There are some parents that are saying they're wondering whether or not they're not normal if they're not feeling these things and or engaging in these activities. And they're having to explain away things that they feel like they shouldn't need to, that they're in a better position to assess the maturity and the capability of their children in understanding these things. As a parent, I'm sure you reach that crossroads as well in raising your children. You decided when was the best time to have these conversations with your children. And we've all had these conversations with our children. If not, we should, at the appropriate time. But why is it that we believe that a public school system is better suited to decide when this subject matter should be broached? I don't know about you, but things are running amok at a much faster pace than I ever imagined that it would be. And it's going to be interesting to see where this goes from here. In fact, parents are some of the parents have actually pulled their children out of the district sex education classes over this content. They talk about it being dangerous. They're creating angst and anxiety amongst their children, and they don't like it, and nor should they. It's easy to become a parent. It's hard to be a parent. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.